Page 41. 1. Listen to the story from the student's book again and complete the sentences.
Rhodopis was a servant in the house of an old man. She was Greek, and she looked different from all the other girls in the house, so they laughed at her and called her bad names. However, the old man liked Rhodopis, so the other girls in the house were jealous of Rhodopis and were mean to her. They made her work hard and shouted at her. Rhodopis was very sad about that, but she never said a bad word. The old man didn't know how mean the other girls were to Rhodopis. Her only friends were the birds and an old hippo, and she told them about the other girls when no one was listening. One day, the old man walked past when Rhodopis was dancing near the river. He thought that such a good dancer should have shoes, so he bought her a beautiful pair of golden shoes. Now the other girls were even more jealous. A few days later, a messenger arrived and told them that the pharaoh was having a party and that everyone was invited. Rhodopis really wanted to go, but the other girls told her to get on with her work. While she was washing her clothes, the hippo jumped into the river and splashed water over her new shoes. She took them off to dry in the sun, but a large bird flew off with one of them. In Memphis, the pharaoh was sitting on his throne watching the party. Suddenly, a bird flew down and dropped a shoe on him. The pharaoh knew that the bird was Horus, the god of the sky, and that the shoe was a sign. He sent for the captain of his royal boat and started searching the country for the owner of the shoe. When the royal boat arrived at the old man's house, the pharaoh showed everybody the shoe. The girls saw it and knew that it belonged to Rhodopis, but they said nothing. The pharaoh was leaving the house when suddenly he saw Rhodopis. He invited her to try on the shoe. The shoe fitted, and he asked her to be his wife.
"But she's just a servant," the other girls said.
The pharaoh looked at them. "To me, she is the most beautiful woman in Egypt, and she is going to be my queen."